Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's get into some report cards. We got about 5 minutes left here in this hour. Let's get into some report cards. I'm just going to go in order of games about what time they kick off this weekend. So NC State, because they play first, they play tomorrow. They're on the road at UVA, my old stomping grounds, Charlottesville, Virginia. Grades on this season. Right now, NC State, they're 2-1 on the year. Wins over UConn and VMI. Lost to Notre Dame. I know it sounds like I'm piling on, but I gave this grade before the Houston news came out. C- for NC State.
Yeah.
A C- for NC State. Because right now, a lot of people were expecting, okay, you brought in Brennan Armstrong at quarterback. You brought in Robert Anai. You're hoping that you're recreating this magic that they had at UVA during their time together. Well, guess what? That has not materialized yet. They don't have an offensive identity. They're not like, hey, we're a pound the rock team, or hey, we're a spread offense, or whatever it is, run and shoot, West Coast offense. They don't have an offensive identity right now. I don't know what it is. No one can tell me because no one knows what it is. So right now, NC State, C-. The next game to kick off this weekend for the ACC in the state of North Carolina, Duke, 3:30 kickoff. They play at UConn. I got to give him an A.
Yeah.
I got to give him, not an A+, right. I got to give him an A because there's still some improvements that I could see from this offense right now. They only have one passing touchdown in three games from Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
That's it. But he also has three rushing touchdowns himself. Their secondary has been great. We're going to get into what the ACC schools are doing well and not doing well at about 125. So in about 30 minutes, we're going to get into what the schools are doing well and what they're not doing well. But Duke right now, you took care of business against Lafayette. You took care of business against Northwestern. You got the big win against Clemson. Hard not to give you an A right now. Next game, next team that kicks off this Saturday, Wake Forest. They're home against Georgia Tech. I give them a B right now. You're 3-0. Hey, 3-0 is 3-0. You have a win against an FCS school in Elon. You have a win against a Power 5 school in Vanderbilt. And you have a win against a Group of 5 school in ODU. Now, ODU at home against Power 5 schools, just ask Virginia Tech, gives everyone trouble.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The one thing we have not seen from Wake Forest yet this season on the football field is this. You haven't played a full 60 minutes yet. They played great in stretches. I mean, absolutely great in stretches. But they haven't played a full 60 minutes. Against Elon, all right, I get it against Elon. You start off strong. You start substituting some guys. You didn't finish very well. All right, first game of the season, I get it. Second game against Vanderbilt, you started strong. And then you held on to win. Then against Old Dominion, started off real slow and actually had to come back and win that game against ODU. You haven't played a full 60 minutes yet, but I'll give you this. New quarterback, some of your top receivers are either in the NFL or hurt, and you're still 3-0. Kudos to you on that. Final one here, North Carolina. I give them a B+. They're on the road at Pitt this Saturday night, 8 o'clock. I give UNC a B-plus because you're the only school in this state outside, I say, the exception of Duke. You've played two Power 5 conference games. Duke, at least their two Power 5 conference games were at home. Carolina had a neutral site, and they had one at home. And they had a tough game against App. Like, App North Carolina is always a tough game. You know this, Victoria. You went to App.
Yeah.
That's always a tough matchup.
It is.
It's just how it works, and that's okay. I think they've probably looked the best overall, you could say. I think their upside, the reason why I give them a B-plus, their upside is the greatest, I think, of all the schools in the state of North Carolina. They have the highest upside. That Duke matchup coming up later this season is going to be a tough one. But right now, I give them a B-plus because their offense still leaves you wanting more. The fact that Drake May only has four touchdown passes through three games, a little bit concerning. Now, the competition's been great. The big thing they need to do moving forward the rest of the season, they need to move forward as a team from the whole Tez Walker situation. Like, you got to move forward.
No.
The guy's just ineligible. That's it. Move forward.
NCAA's not going to change it.
It's not going to change today, tomorrow, next week, or even in November. It's not changing. Move forward.